All right, Jess, come on in. This is awesome. I've never met one. Like, in face-to-face.
We've met her several times.
I know, but I've never met her face-to-face. Although, you know what? I forgot about Cruz. Cruz I've met. Cruz used to be a fat woman. It is now a heavy-set man. Is it Jess or Jessica? I don't even remember what we call you. I'm so nervous.
I think I prefer Jessica.
Jessica, okay. Sorry about that. Jess is maybe a little too familiar. How do?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
You know what? Walking down the street, I would never know.
Well, that's great.
I would never
well,
know.
Well, that's what she's aiming for.
Yeah,
right?
No, I'm being completely sure. Would you? I would be honest. Jessica would like you to be honest.
Mm-mm.
Tyler?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on. I was listening to you earlier.
Seeing you in person, I would not know.
No, just walking down the street, you wouldn't know. And you know what? Like, I also feel like hold your hands up. Like, I don't feel like you have,
Like the stereotypical man hands.
Man hands, right. Yeah, I don't feel like you have that. Yeah. No, I'm telling you wouldn't know.
Lucky in that regard.
Wait, I'm sorry, say again?
I'm lucky in that regard.
Yeah, well, absolutely. So, how are you?
I'm very well. A little nervous, but,
About what?
I don't know, just being
about
here.
This?
Just being here.
Okay, you've had an unbelievable surgery, and this is what made you nervous? We've been nothing but very respectful throughout the thing. I was pissed off about a little bit of your email, I'll tell you that, but we'll deal with those issues later. No, so I'm just trying to think. We talked to you when you were getting ready to fly to Denver to have the surgery done. And then we talked to you afterwards when you were still in Denver recuperating.
Right.
And then we talked to you, I guess it was briefly last week, but how long has it been since you actually had the surgery?
Just over 8 weeks.
Okay, so 2 months.
Yeah.
Since you had the surgery, the full. So now it's done. Now I would fully consider you a woman.
Well, thank you.
No, but I mean you
under time.
No, but you know, like when we were talking about the transgender on Oprah. The one who is pregnant now.
Right.
And it's a guy, or he wants to be a guy. She wants to be a guy.
Well, he's a guy.
No, he really isn't. Really isn't.
From the waist down, he's a woman.
He's carrying a baby.
Okay, he's what I would consider to be a...
little bit of both?
He's a man. He was born female.
Right, but
right.
From
and
a...
He's currently female sex, but his gender is a man.
But doesn't your privates determine male or female?
Yes, that's your sex.
Right. So,
but gender is more like how you choose to live.
Gender is how you identify.
If you were his boss,
man or woman.
Right. No, I mean I get the distinction you're going for.
Right.
If you were his boss, and he came in and said, filled out the application, what would your expectation be that he checked off? Male or female?
Actually, I would expect them to just check off male or female. Whichever he is.
Did you ever have to do that
legally? As long as you have, I think the current rule is, as long as you have had irreversible surgery towards placing you into your new gender role, you can have your sex changed legally. So he might very well already.
But I would argue that he hasn't done that, though. I mean, just getting breasts removed, I don't feel like that's...
For female to male, that is actually considered irreversible surgery.
Could you go back the other way now, if you wanted to?
I mean, not that you would want to, but I'm saying if you
wanted to. If you decided, you know what, this whole being a woman thing really blows. I miss my penis. You couldn't get that redone, correct?
No, I think my options would probably be worse than a...
Oh, really?
Than a female to male.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Remember, I mean,
I hope you're confident in your decision.
So. Oh, very much so. Absolutely.
Well, it's not like it was like when she was drunk getting a tattoo on the weekend. I mean, it's not like this is
still
a rash.
You know what? Go ahead. All right, go. This is last time. No, but I mean, have there ever been cases of man becoming woman wanting to go back to man?
There have been cases, and there have been surgeries done to, I suppose, get you to a stage where you're able to function as a male, but nothing particularly great.
Like the like, and with this guy, you know what my real problem is? There is, I understand that he wants to have a child, like his wants
he's
to give
going
birth
to have a child,
right? Wants to do that, but I don't know. I have such a problem with. Okay, let me. I'm gonna go halfway there, but because I still want to do this, I want to keep my female genitalia. I just feel like that either do it or don't.
The vast majority of female-to-male transsexuals do not have surgery, don't they?
Female-to-male? Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Just because the options right now are... They're really not that great, and they cost...
When you say the options of what it looks like?
Well,
I mean, I feel like there's really only one option.
What can be done? Just in terms of what tissue you have to work with, the number of grafts all over your body. I mean, they take a graft from the inside of your forearm. That becomes the penile skin.
Right.
They take a graft from your thigh.
Right.
To replace the skin on your arm.
Oh, so they're moving stuff all the way around.
And then it's this entire forearm section.
It's one
heck of a
star. Oh, Diane, stop. Really? So they have to use your entire forearm to build the penis?
Yeah.
Really?
If you had to guess, how much would that surgery, like, from start to finish cost?
Oh, I haven't looked recently, but I know it's definitely about 50.
50 grand?
Yeah.
And is any of that covered by insurance?
I actually don't know. I'm not sure.
Was any of yours, do we know that? Was any of yours covered by insurance?
Yeah, mine was covered.
Good for you.
Took a lot of work to
get there. I would think that's
there,
probably unusual for it to be covered, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it definitely takes some work, but...
Did you have to lie?
No, not at all.
Oh, really?
In fact, being as brutally honest about it as possible actually just in my favor.
And how old are you now, Jessica?
I'm 33.
And at what age did you know that as a man you were not comfortable, or as a guy you were not comfortable?
Oh, not comfortable? I don't know, what, 5?
Really, that young?
Yeah.
At what age did you first start having these discussions of wanting to go through with it?
Yeah, I think that was probably about 3 or 4 years ago.
Really?
That, you know, before that I just didn't even realize that this was an option. You know, I just didn't understand what I was feeling, and I just was watching TV one day and saw a documentary, and it was like, oh my word, that's exactly how I feel. Exactly how I've felt my entire life. This is
right.
You know, it was like, I don't know, the proverbial 10-ton penny that dropped.
And that's when you knew, like, wow, I got to do this.
Well, I started researching.
Thank God I didn't watch that special. What if I would have gotten that feeling? The is your hair real? Your hair is real, right? That's not a wig.
Some of it's real.
Oh boy! So now everything's gone.
Boom.
Hey, the other thing's fake. This may as well be too.
Well, plenty of people have extensions.
Actually, the solution that I'm using is something called virtual reality hair.
Hey, Flown, write that down. Write that down. But wait, what is it? But I mean, it's your hair's growing out of a follicle.
Well, my hair's.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, like, I couldn't come pull your hair and the whole thing's going to come off.
No. It's
okay,
it's,
yeah, so you're on
it's,
there.
It's on my head. It's
So it's just, it's extensions. It's hair that's woven into your own. Yeah.
No.
Actually, no. The way that this works, basically, I didn't have enough hair or enough quality hair. That hair was
were you balding
useless up there.
You were.
I was receding to about like the middle of his
hey, Flown, wow. Definitely write that down. Definitely write that down.
Yeah.
Can I tell you the other thing that I found surprising about you?
Hmm.
I thought you'd have bigger boobs.
Really?
Yeah, and I don't know why. I mean, because you never said that you were going to get a boob job, or I don't think you did.
I'm specifically not going to do that.
Right, and it was just through. That's impressive just through hormones.
Yeah, this is just hormones.
Yeah, I mean, that is, those things are potent. But the, I don't know why, but I, for whatever reason, I just expected, and maybe it's because I would think that it would be such a defining way to be a woman without being naked, if that makes sense, where I, for whatever reason, I just expected your boobs to be bigger.
Well, I'm quite happy with the size that I am. You know, with my current weight and my current build, I don't know. I think I look okay.
Yeah, I would agree.
Do a lot of people that have the same surgery though go ahead and just get the
Absolutely.
Too,
I would say the vast majority that do go through with surgeries
do have
not usually huge, but they usually hit at some point.
Not like that. Oh, you know what, Diane? Can I ask you a question?
What?
Would you? No. I'm being completely serious.
What?
Would you like for example? Let's take Jessica out of it. When we were in Amsterdam, okay,
uh-huh.
And follow me on this. It's a little bit of a walk. If we were in Amsterdam and it was a little bit rainy out. If it would have poured and you had to change clothes and we went by Shannon's house, would you be comfortable changing in front of her? Like if you guys just went upstairs and you were like, oh, here, let me just get changed real quick.
Yeah.
Would you be uncomfortable changing in front of Jess, assuming you knew her more than just on the phone, but knowing that used to be a guy but is now a girl, would that bother you?
No, if I knew her, no.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you would have no idea.
Like being in a locker room.
Yeah.
You know?
And when was the last time you were in a locker room?
A couple of months ago.
Oh, but not since the...
Not since the surgery.
You've had to kind of convalesce, right?
Yeah. And I've been using women's locker rooms for quite a while.
You don't shower in there.
I've been avoiding showering, yeah.
this is awkward.
Otherwise, I've been using the facilities. I'm in my local gym. You know, I made them aware.
Yeah, right. You had to tell them? Yeah, I guess you would.
Well, I mean, I was originally registered, you know, as Jason. And,
right.
They had my old picture and everything. Went in there and had the rather awkward stand at the desk. And
I'm gonna need to update this.
And they're basically saying, well, actually, Jason's going to have to come in himself to... And it's like, no,
you don't understand.
Say hi to Jason.
I put the court order in front of them.
I need a manager at the front desk.
Actually, you know, he looked at the name change court order a few times, and he just wasn't really reading it. And I said, okay, tell you what. Take this piece of paper, go next door, close the door behind you, and read it really slowly from the top to the bottom, and then come out, and then we'll carry on.
So you're from the county or something?
You know, I mean, I had other people around me, so I couldn't exactly just kind of out myself to the world in front of everybody, like, standing there.
But don't you think that embarrassing. The guy working the counter at the gym, don't you think, like, the second thing he did... I'm assuming the first thing was, hey, Kyle, put me through to Elliot. But don't you, I mean, you know that people talk. I mean, you're not naive.
Sure. No, I mean, I know that, you know, the staff and whatever will talk. That I have no problem with.
Right.
It's just...
But yeah, I mean, you don't want to stand up on the mat and go, hey, everybody, Jason is now me.
Hey, you doing the deadlift.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Were there other situations like that where you had to go in and go, hey, listen, here I am as a somewhat balding Jason. Now I have to redo that?
Actually, I've gone through that, mostly on the phone.
Oh, really? How are the friendly people down at DMV?
Absolutely great.
Shut up.
Really?
Wonderful.
Really?
Absolutely wonderful.
Wow.
So, you know, some of them aren't...
That's the trick!
Some of them aren't...
That's the trick!
Some of them aren't aware of the procedures, and you can't, you know, as the transsexual person, you've got to educate them as to what their procedures
are.
You know, like, I just
sorry, sugar, I'm on break.
I just went in to get my sex changed on my license, and, you know, I had to... You know, they told me, oh, actually, no, you know, you've got to... have your, you know, a court-ordered sex change, and in order to do that, you've got to have your birth certificate updated, and I'm only going to have that stuff updated, you know, a year from now.
Oh, really?
Well, because I'm South African, so it's a whole long, convoluted thing that totally messes with my green card process and everything. So.
Wow, so you really, I mean, you got a mess of stuff that you got to deal with.
I've got a mess, and I've, you know, just had to be very, very careful about the exact order that I do it, everything, all getting all the timing right, and
I love it at the gym. So, but at the gym, I mean,
that was funny.
Did you ever Did you? I don't want to say caught because it makes it sound like you were doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But have you ever been in a situation where like you were in a women's bathroom or whatever? And I know that you have stalls in there, but no. Were you ever in a situation where somebody was like, "Oh, why is this guy in the women's stuff?"
That has never happened to me, but I do know a number of people who have, you know, right up to being arrested.
Yeah, I would imagine that could get ugly really, really quickly.
Yeah, and that's why most of us actually carry what we call a carry letter, which is, you know, a letter on one's therapist's letterhead stating exactly, you know, you're going through a supervised gender transition, blah, 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 blah. You know, to explain the situation, just to say, you know.
Oh, I got
to
get one of those and tape it to Flounder's car. So well, you have to carry one of those
be
around?
Convincing females male. What?
you have to carry one of those around, though. Yeah, I mean, that would make sense.
You
would
have
want to.
But it probably alleviates a lot of problems.
It's just in my purse, you know, for if I ever have to... have to prove things.
But now I feel like you could... Well, yeah, for that. But, I mean, now I feel like you could go to the gym and not... How nice is that?
Yeah, it's very, very liberating. I mean, it's like the whole side of my life has kind of gone like... You know, all the bad stuff has just gone like... Poof, gone.
Yeah, like now I'm dying to know what you look like as Jason. Did you bring any of those pictures?
Actually, I brought the...
No, not yet. Don't unveil yet. I'm not ready to see that sheet.
No, I think we saw on her website there were some older pictures.
I have never been to her website. Oh. I'm telling you, I've never gone.
Okay, well, this here is a magazine article in Marie Claire, South Africa, this month.
Ooh.
Just cool. Received this a couple of days ago.
Way to get that mag.
It's a good magazine.
Well, the South African one. Does that even sell?
Yeah. It's
okay.
It's
all right. I'm not trying to belittle. Far be it from me. All right. So, and that has pictures of you as Jason?
Yeah. So
don't show it to me yet. I don't want to see...
Cover up the...
I don't want to see any photos yet. I don't want to see any photos yet.
Okay.
I don't want to see any photos yet.
Okay, they're covered.
And then you brought photos... Like photos in.
Yeah, that would be...
No, I don't want to see it yet.
I'm just showing you the pieces of paper.
What? Now, on that, is that... What am I... Just so I can prepare myself. What am I seeing on that?
Well, I have everything... Basically, I have photos the first couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, afterwards?
That just looked lovely.
So I'm not going to see them working on the wiener or anything. This is all afterwards.
No, it's all post-op. Nothing during the surgery itself.
Yeah.
The earliest photo that I have is 36 hours after the surgery.
Really? I'd want a videotape of the surgery. Do you have that?
I don't have.
Because I'll pick up a bottle of wine and we are watching.
There is a video available.
But is
for
that
me, the
for,
consumer?
No, for training purposes, probably, right?
For training and
or for people who are going through it.
Education, yeah.
Yeah, so, I'm interested. What, Diane?
They'll show it
for people like me, right?
You know, who are just looking to put up an amazing video or
right.
something.
Hey, it's on YouTube, right?
Yeah, put it this way. I mean, my surgeon played it at the Southern Comfort Conference last year. And
the liquor? Like Southern Comfort? Like, hey, everybody, we're doing so-so shots.
Surgery is cheap. They got a sponsor.
Wait, what kind of Southern Comfort party?
No, it's basically a... it's one of the largest transgender conferences actually in the world. It's held down in Atlanta every year.
Well.
And,
I got to sign Tyler up. Oh, you're going to be on the mailing list. All right, let me do this. Let me take a break. We'll come back. And by the way, I got to tell you, up until the surgery, I always considered you male. Because you do, for the exact reason with the Oprah, that I always that guy to me is a woman because he has a vagina. I always considered you male. I feel very comfortable that you're a woman now.
Well,
I'm sure that's exactly what you were looking for.
In terms of gender, you've been living as a woman for how many years?
No. See, that's
2006. Almost 2 years now.
Okay.
I can't give you that because that gender is your sex, and you were a dude.
No.
Well, it is on a a resume.
Gender and sex. Well, no, I mean, you could go so far as to have two separate things, having gender and sex, but that would really call attention to it.
No, it really would. I felt like these two checks should be right above each other, and these are off.
Put it this way, it makes filling out forms at you know, you're just starting with a new doctor or something, filling out those forms are just...
Hey, like, so now?
It's just wonderful. You fill in female, and then, of course, it says, you know, females fill in this section, and it's like,
well I really
can't. When was your last period?
Never had one.
And it's like, you know, and you answered, honestly, it's like, never.
Oh, like, well, you're, you know what? You should see an OBGYN. Yeah. I can't really help you.
I'd be worried.
All right, let me do this. Let me take a break, then we're going to go through the yearbook. And then, and then it'll be time for the unveiling. Oh, it's like the swan. This is going to be great. What? Yeah, you're comfortable. I've been very respectful.
Well, I know you actually mentioned earlier that you'd prefer to see me first before the photos, so if you want to go that route, we can go that route as well.
Oh, boy. Oh, I wasn't even ready for that. Okay, you know what? Let me stew that. Are the pictures bad? Did the pictures look like a horrible car accident? That's a yes.
I think a yes.